This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica, the last show in June. Let's do it. How good to get together with you. That is, I was about to say, if that sounds like a small pack of wolves, I'm sorry about that. I'm hosting a small chihuahua. I was going to talk about this today, and I don't think there's too much I can do about him. He's a very scared chihuahua called Henry. Hey, Henry, it's fine. I'm on the radio. He's obviously spotted you're on the radio. If anybody comes near the door or anything, he just kicks off. I'm really sorry. He will stop quite shortly. I was about to say this is the last show in June, and I was about to say I am hosting a small, very feisty, utterly terrified little chihuahua. He's been left with me because his human couldn't put him in kennels for various reasons, one of which you can hear behind me. So it'll stop. I think what's happened is my gardener has probably come into the door behind, and he's just very protective of me. Shush, it's all right. Yes, I think it's my gardener's come in and it's upset him. He will stop in a minute. Anyway, small terrified pack of wolves at the side of me. Thank you so much for joining me on the radio. Do you know what? I'm going to play you some music for a second. Now doing a show with a small feisty chihuahua on my lap. I'm really sorry about that, but there's only one way I could do it. There's the odd growl going on, but I think we're there. Yes, we are. Yes, you have a little growl. Really sorry about that. Well, at least it proves I'm back and I'm live. I was about to talk to you. Shush. talk to you about some of the challenges life has issued me. There's 4 feet of them sitting on my lap at the moment. He's very small and black, and yes, you have a little growl. And hopefully, sorry about that. It's a good way to start the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I am shush. I'm going to be sharing some of the lessons that I've had, or teachings I've had this week, which may be punctuated with small growls and barks, but I'm doing my best. I can't put him anywhere else in the house because he's absolutely terrified, and this is a fear reaction. And one of the teachings I've had this week that I was going to share with you was about how we react to fears and being threatened, and Henry is certainly teaching me that this week. I've been bitten already because he's so nervous you can't pick him up. But anyway, here we are. I'm sitting doing a show with a small growling person on my lap who's calming down. So a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining me in the Facebook chat room. I can see you in there, and it's a joy to get together with you. No pressure if you can't get the chat room, but I can see Jay and Maureen and Jennifer and Alan and Renee and Pamela and who else? Shush. Lara and Laura. And yes, you're in the chat room too. So a very good morning to you. Denise as well is in there. I will do my best to get in there and do you some readings. This is going to be an interesting challenge because I've got a chihuahua in one hand and my tarot in the other. Don't you just love life? But I was going to be talking to you about, and good morning to Dee Dee and Lioness I can see coming in there. I will refresh the Facebook chat room and have a look and say hello to you. If you want to come and join us, very easy, go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side, and it'll give you the option to chat. You can come on in there and join these lovely people. So I'm just going to do the all comments thing and tip this the right way up. So good morning to Laura, I've said, and Maureen and Pamela, happy to have you here live, and Renee, Denise, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from Want to Listen. Henry wants to be heard, Pamela said. He certainly does. A very feisty dog in a very small 2 kilo package, a 4 pound package. Shush. Joni, good morning. Dee Dee, how lovely to have your company. Jennifer says, yeah, you're all awake now. Yes, I'm really sorry about that. And Lioness. So let me go back up to the top. I have said good morning to everybody. With a bit of luck, I might be able to put him down in a minute and get my hands on the pack of cards. But I was going to say that this week, since I have seen you, I wasn't there last week. Goodness, life has given me some, I was going to say lessons, and then I realized this morning in meditation, I don't like the word lessons. It's too kind of Saturn, too strict, too disciplinarian. I prefer teaching. So life has given me lots of teachings this week. It certainly has. I was away for the solstice last week. As you know, I wasn't on the air. And on the way up to Avebury, which is the biggest stone circle in the world. It's even bigger than Stonehenge. And so the car managed to shed its exhaust on the motorway. That was the first teaching. And I spent a lot of time going back and forth, trying to figure out how we were going to get home. Came home via Glastonbury at the heart chakra of the planet and did some metaphysical shopping. And so that was fine as well. But and a beautiful, beautiful feminine solstice. But then I've had, do you know, there's something about the energy in the air. My TV remote control, my TV box broke. My phone decided, my mobile, or you call them cell phones, decided not to work. I've had to get another one of those. And in the middle of it all, I took on a small dog who was so frightened, he bit me. So it's been a joyous week. And I did sit and think, what is the lesson from this? And it's surrender. I've been given this lesson, oh goodness, for the last 2 weeks, possibly more. Surrender to what is. There are some things you cannot do anything about. And certainly with this little mite that's sitting on my lap, I've had to surrender to love, because all his reactions are coming from the fact that he's really scared. He suddenly found himself in a strange house with this giant furry creature that is called Magic the Cat, who's actually bigger than he is. He's never met a cat before. He doesn't know where he is. He's frightened to go out. He's frightened to stay indoors. And anybody comes to the door, and as you can see, it's like a pack of wolves. So I'm really sorry about that. So I was thinking of all the instances where, I mean, I've been fortunate, and I hope you have too, where I've never lived through a war or anything like what's going on in Palestine or Ukraine. But the instances where we're frightened, and what does it do to us? That was this morning's teaching. It can bring out our courage. More often than not, it also brings out our aggression. Normal behaviour tends to get altered. This little thing has refused to eat for 2 days. I've finally cured that by hand feeding him today. It's about trust. It stops us trusting. Being in a frightening situation can blow our trust out of the water unless we're very grounded and spiritual. So there is that. I'm just thinking of big countries who maybe attack small countries, big companies who attack small businesses or single people. To control them. It's all about control. Big people, power people who belittle and attack small people. All the ways, even trolls on the internet attack anonymously because it makes them feel powerful, because bullies are usually afraid. So I said, I'm lucky never to have been anything that bad. I have had my moments, I'm sure you all have, when we've been a little bit scared. But fear can also bring out a community spirit, where we actually band together, or it brings the opposite, when you start grasping and saying, no, I'm just going to look after number one, me, mine. So I just wanted to have some thoughts about what fear does. And I now have got the small four-footed creature sitting quietly on my lap, being on the radio. Are you happy on the radio now? Can I do some cards for people now? Thank you. Just, dear Lord. I could just, if I'd placed bets on that this week, that somebody would come to the door the second I went live on air, I think I'd be a very rich woman by now. It's been that kind of week. If it could, it did. But I say surrender, surrender, surrender. So thank you for bearing with me. I hope you're not all deafened by a small yapping dog. So let me go through the Facebook chat room. I have Laura in there who says, good morning. You would like a message and a reading. Thank you for saying you missed me last week. I missed you guys too. I miss being on the radio. So I've got the cards in one hand. I've now got a chihuahua draped over my arm like a kind of pashmina. But anyway, I can now get at my cards. So here we go. So I've got the card Awakening for you, Laura, which is in traditional tarot is the Hanged Man. This comes with Archangel Shamuel. So again, it talks about a pause. If you're not sure which way to go, sometimes it helps. This guy is hanging upside down and everything is falling out of his bag because he's going to reevaluate his life before he tries to move on and decide what decision to make. This card can mean all sorts of things, but that's the one I'm picking up from it today. So if you've got a decision to make, maybe worth taking everything out of the closet, everything out of the bag, and having a really good look at life, because sometimes there are things at the bottom of the bag that we've forgotten about. It's worth having a look. Maureen, my love to you, my darling. You would like a card. I did actually pull a card for you before I went on air, because this is a very sensitive message, because I'll share your message with people who are not in the Facebook chat room. You've got a beloved 3-year-old chocolate Labrador called Whiskey who's not doing well, and you've changed vets and you wondered what to do about it. The message I got very strongly from Whiskey and the cards is that animals, dogs, cats, whatever they are, will tell us what they need. So you're worried you don't want her to suffer. Trust Whiskey, Maureen. She will tell you. Or he, you don't say whether he or she. Her, yes, it's a she. Trust Whiskey. She will show you, she'll tell you. If she's had enough, they just know. My dearly beloved Alfie did that. It just one day he just suddenly, and he'd been ill for a long time, he just sat down, I took one look at him and thought, today's the day. Whiskey will tell you, and lots of love to you. Pamela, happy that you're with me live today. My experiences, yes, a catalogue of disasters and my experiences, but it teaches us humour, because you've either got to get angry or you're going to laugh, because you just got to surrender. Good morning to Denise, happy you're live today, and Jennifer, as I said. Yes, Pamela, Henry certainly wants to be heard. I can't believe it's the end of June, Joni said. Neither can I. What happened to this month? You feel something is coming for you. You've taken a few steps, done some clearing out. Love to hear what the cards say. Let's have a look for Joni. Again, I've got... This is a Chihuahua reading with Chihuahua draped over my arm. But Joni, let's have a look. What's in Joni's life? Don't jump, little Henry. They're only cards. So... What's in line for Joni? He's looking very puzzled. He's never seen cards before. And she's, what is this human doing with her paws? Okay, Joni. What do we need to know? Ah, there we go. There's the card. You're right, something's coming, because I have the Seven of Earth. And that's always about something due to arrive. The picture on this card, which I love. It's one of my favourites. This lady in a garden. There's a brick wall behind her. That's the past. It's gone. And she has beautiful peonies in front of her, which she is tending. And it's seeds well planted. Investments in the future. Now, investments can be financial, but that can also mean investing in ideas or investing in yourself, in your health, your well-being. So, yes, you've definitely got something coming and you've planted the seeds. They're starting to grow. I've got Dee Dee there. I'm trying to handle a mouse. I'm trying to handle a mouse and a chihuahua simultaneously. We'd like to know if I can be offered a supervisor position. Okay, let's have a look to see what the cards would say about that. Okay. So, Dee Dee, there we go. Definitely something going on. I've got the One of Earth, which is somebody with a book in their hand walking towards a brand new office. So I would say you will be offered this position. Difficult to say when. This is a card, it isn't a fast card. So it might take a while for this to manifest, but I do see you walking up to this path into a new life for sure, Dee Dee. I hope that helps. Lioness. Happy Thursday to you too. I'm now going to hit refresh. There we go. Facebook is just doing its thing. The let's give you top comments and let's turn them into all comments. Clearly, they didn't mean to use them as a chat room. So let's have a look down and see, make sure I have got everybody further down. Thank you for your kind comments. You're doing great, Erica. Well, I'm doing the best I can with the situation, which is all you can ever do. Laura says you all love dogs, your dog sitting as well. And you're hoping your dogs weren't going to bark back. Well, that would have been interesting. Hello, Catherine, and thank you for your kind comments. You would like a card, if time allows. I'm just going to try putting little Henry back on the floor. You want to go back down there? No, that didn't work. Hang on a minute. Come here. Come here. Come here. Well, that was a failed experiment, wasn't it? Okay, let's do some cards with you on my lap. Oh. Okay, let's do a card for Catherine. My week of challenges continues. So a card for Catherine. Okay, for your highest good, Catherine. There we go. Gosh, that flew out quickly for you, Catherine. Interestingly, a swords card, thoughts. And this is someone who has felt trapped. It's the Eight of Swords. It usually says there's an illusion of entrapment going on. We think we're stuck. We think something's not working. We don't have self-confidence. But this woman is wearing a blindfold and she's taking the blindfold off, and the gateway to freedom in front of her is open. All she's got to do is take the blindfold off, and the blindfold is blinding her eyes. It's about being afraid to take action or not quite seeing what you need to see. So I hope that makes sense to you. I'm just going to try moving further down, make sure I haven't missed any comments, and see where I am in the show. Okay, I'm just going to tip the Facebook comments up that way once more to make sure I haven't missed anybody. It's so nice to get together with you. I missed you all last week. Yes, I was amongst the stones up in Avebury doing wonderful, it was a feminine retreat, so doing lots of communing in the way that women are very good at. Interestingly, the lady who was leading the retreat said something at the beginning that was very apposite that I believe to be true, and this is by no means an insult if you're a man, please don't take it the wrong way, but there is something incredibly powerful about a circle of women. There really is. Men are powerful in their own way, but there's something very, very powerful about a circle of women, because I think they just know how to make that instant connection to get the power going. It is presumably why circles of women were absolutely demonized, and you were told you were witches and persecuted if you tried to run a circle of women. I can quite see that, having spent the weekend doing that. Okay, I seem to have spoken to everybody, and where am I for time? I've got about 8 minutes left, so I'm going to hang on to a small chihuahua. Good morning to Sandy, by the way. I saw you coming in. I've just seen another comment from Pamela. I will upgrade the Facebook. But good morning to Sandy. I did see you, that you're listening. Always nice to get together with you. Thank you very much indeed for being here. I'm guessing you're probably at work. It's lovely to have people who do listen to us at work. I'm not quite sure how you manage it, but it's nice to have your company. So I'm just going to potter down the bottom and see what that comment was, so that I don't miss anybody out. More comments. I did Catherine. Sandy, there you are. You have put a comment. Pamela would like a reading, and also Sandy would like a reading. Of course, let's not just miss you out. So Pamela, for you, a card of the day for Pamela, please. If we could just have one card. There we go. Cards come out. Interestingly, actually, they've given me two cards for you, Pamela. I've got a major arcana card and then some information about it. Now, the card you have, the major arcana, is lovely. It's the Empress, and she's sitting there cuddling a small baby unicorn. This is always about giving birth to your dreams. It's also a very feminine card. It's about self-nurturing, creative projects. It can be abundance, if that's what you would like to bring in. It's a very, very feminine card, and it comes with a female warrior, the Four of Air, the Four of Swords. But this warrior has taken her metal armor off and put it on the chair, and instead of fighting, she's come into a very, very quiet place, sitting cross-legged in front of a beautiful stained glass window. The swords are crossed behind her, they're sheathed, they're not doing any harm, and the word pax, peace, is behind us. So the way you're going to do this nurturing, the way that you're going to find your way forward and make the most of things, Pamela, is to come into that very, very quiet place of your heart's knowledge, when you drop into your heart space behind your physical heart. We did a lot of that at this Avebury weekend, and it is very, very powerful. So that's what the cards are suggesting that you do. Sandy, hello. Grateful for a message from the angels. Oh dear, you haven't been well either since April. Going to go to a new medical specialist. Always worth asking the question. If somebody doesn't, this idea that one medication or one doctor will suit all, that nothing against them at all, they are doing their best. But sometimes we need different, we don't click with someone, or that particular medication doesn't work for us. It's always worth asking the question, finding your fit, finding your truth. It's like saying every person in the world we will get on with. Alas, we do not. Finding the right treatment for you, and trust your body as well. Your body will tell you when you've got it right. Just keep adjusting, keep trying, keep listening to your body. So, and when I do that, I've asked for a card for you, Sandy, as well. And I have a beautiful card of contentment. This is the Four of Fire. So it's quite a fast energy. It's about celebration. Again, it's about connecting to the divine and peace and contentment in your personal life. So I would say that it's going to go quite well to take a second opinion. So let me just have a look to see where I've got to now. I'll paint you a picture while I'm doing that. I am now being climbed like a mountain by a small chihuahua, by the way. Just shinning at my arm, making it almost impossible for me to get hold of the mouse. But anyway, I've now got a grip on the mouse. I've got about 3 minutes left. I want to do a card reading for you wherever you are. If you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I love you guys in the chat room, but I do appreciate that not everybody can get in there, or perhaps you're listening to the show on demand later on. So let's just take a card, tune in. What do we need to know? I think several planets are about to go retrograde. I believe Saturn is one of them. I'm not an astrologer, but of course I work with some of the best astrologers in the world on 1-2 Listen. So do make use of their services. Apropos of which, we're about to change months, which means all the horoscopes on the front page of 1-2 Listen will change. I know my starscopes are about to be up there. If you want a sneak peek, I'll tell you a secret. They're up on my website, Angel Hands Heal, already, so you can take a sneak peek, but I will take you through them in depth on next week's radio show. So just stopping a mountaineering chihuahua for a moment while I take a card for you wherever you are, whenever you are. Interestingly, I've got another major arcana card, and I was talking about lessons and Saturn going backwards, and this is very much a card of setting ourselves free. It's the ego card, which is, I think it's the devil in standard tarot. It's almost saying we're our own worst enemy if we don't let go, that chains can be self-made. It says on the card, the illusion of being trapped. And accepting responsibility for a situation, or just plain, sometimes it's not our fault, but you just have to surrender. I've just had a week of that. Just everything broke. My car keys broke. The exhaust fell off. The television screen wouldn't work, the remote. So I ordered a new one. And 2 weeks later, the remote started to work again. I've had to buy a new set-top box. You name it. Oh, my phone broke. I've got to get a new phone. Sometimes you just have to surrender and take responsibility for yourself. How am I going to react to this? I can't do anything about these things. A bit like little Henry, who's sitting here on my lap. Is it worth barking and getting angry and defensive, or can you find some comfort somewhere else? So those are the thoughts I would share with you this week. I'm just going to see where I am. Okay. Lord, what a show. It's been a challenge. I can't even find my music at the moment to play out. Never mind. As I said, sometimes we just have to surrender. So thank you so much for your company. Don't forget, the morning is yet young on 1-2 Radio. Coming up after me, you've got Raven and Jay with your exclusive backstage pass to get to know some of the other advisors. Erin will be here at 10. Kay and Maureen get together for Strands of Wisdom at 11. And that's your morning on 1-2 Radio. I will be back at the same time next week when I'll be taking you through my starscopes, which, as I said, if you want a sneak peek, try looking on my website, Angel Hands Heal. So there we go. I think if I can find some music, can I find any music? Can my computer do it? It's one of those days. Oh, just one of those days. There we go. Oh, I do hope you enjoy a show of surrender. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for your company and your good wishes. I wish you loads of love. Have a great week until we meet again.